With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my wishy poo. The laughing has already begun, folks.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, my wishy poo? Anything exciting to report?
Yes, I have completed my six-month corporate course that I teach, and it's a big deal to have that wrapped up and off my plate for a little bit.
Fan-freaking-tastic. I know how much work that is,
it's
right?
So, it's so exciting. It was, yeah.
When you first started, of course, the inner child elf wanted to, the inner elf wanted to interrupt you when you said, I've completed my 6 months course, and I was going to come up with something very sarcastic. And I withheld.
Thank you.
So, yes.
And how
called
are,
honoring.
How are you?
Well, you know, good. We're moving to our house soon. So very excited about that.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, I think of the worst scenario possible, and that's what, and it's worse than that. I mean, we've got to go. That's all. We've just got to go. I can't handle this being untethered and temporary thing much longer.
Yeah.
So, news to all.
The longest temporary assignment ever.
oh my God. Yeah. News to all. Think about if you ever want to build anything and you got to go rent a while, just know it can really suck. Sorry, new builders, if you're listening. It can suck hard. But yeah, so we're just kind of getting prepared for that. And in the meantime, you know, I read, it's weird. I get funny stories sent to me all the time. And I think it's because the algorithms, and they see I like that stuff, and they just keep feeding me weird shit. So I have the weird shit news feed. And I encourage everyone, because it's quite entertaining. Lots of alien activity, by the way, but that's not what we're talking about today. But the most recent one that I got so excited about is this woman. she claimed, and God forbid I remember who it is, but it doesn't really matter because the show isn't about her. But she claimed and called herself a reincarnationist. I'm like, that is fabulous. She's a fabulist because she claims that she's a reincarnationist.
Is that like a term? Do other people use that?
I've never heard it. So that's why it brought me so much joy. And it's also a thing, I think, that, you know, it's so weird how people will ask questions or want to get into conversations about different topics. And lately, a lot of it has been reincarnation. So, of course, you know, my weird shit news feed sends me to somebody who calls herself a reincarnationist. And, you know, she really, and she's so defiant about it, which I love. You know how much I love defiant people. And she was just so firm in her belief because she's had so many experiences that she knows came from another lifetime, from other lifetimes, is plural.
That's great. That's great.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm just
curious. Did she talk about how that, you know, that belief, that knowing that she has, how does that influence how she moves through the world?
I think what it has brought to her more than anything is a sense of comfort. And I think the comfort comes from a lot of different places. For her, it's just kind of like, this ain't my first time and it ain't my last time. She didn't say ain't. That was the Oklahoma coming out.
Sure,
so,
of course.
I think it was more, it's not my first or it's not my last. And I think there's a comfort to that for her. And I find the same comfort in it. Although times I wish this was my last, but because I'm still here, I don't think it is. and then there's that. But I think it's a comfort to her.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when loved ones pass, it's also like, well, it's just a matter of time before I see them again, you know, like I think.
For sure. You know, that's, well, and I think too, that right, that comfort is knowing that we are eternal in that way. And nothing is ever truly lost. It just changes form, which science tells us, by the way, right? Water turns to ice. Water can also turn to gas, y'all. I think the spirit does that in some ways too. It's like, it just changes form. It's still, its essence is what it is, but it changes form. And to know that we can, you know, that we can go and be with those people we love. You know, I was just talking to my friend a couple hours ago who her brother had jumped, and he was an angel in a human suit. And he was, you know, he had some issues he had from birth, and he had not an easy life, but overcame them in such just beautiful human way. And my friend, you know, was talking about him this morning, how she struggled. And she's like, I put on some weight through my grieving. And the first thing I said was, girl, you know, you're going to see him again. That was the first place. And because that is such a go-to for me, and I know this, that I kind of feel like a reincarnationist too.
I love it. Yeah.
Can we get some shirts?
Yeah, totally.
Stickers.
Have a handshake. Sort of thing.
Oh my God, a reincarnationist handshake. We'll practice that after we record. Okay, y'all, you can't see what she just did, but she just did the like poof awesome. With her hands with all 10, she was hanging 10. And
I think, you know, and also just reminding people that, you know, we don't have to wait to jump to reconnect with them, you know, and I think. You know, inviting people into the space of reflection, of calling them in, of talking to them, you know, reminding them of all the little tools that we have to build the bridge of connection, because the love is the foundation of the connection, and that's already there. So we're just refining that connection in this, you know, slow vibration of Earth School, of embodiment. We just have to slow it down a little bit and, you know, slow their energy down, speed ours up to make the connection. So
I think you're absolutely right. And also, just so everybody knows, this is just one of those, like, stop and smell the roses, stop, drop, and roll to remember your life a bit. Yeah. You know, I think we're going to be talking about some of these topics because it's so hard to remember these things, and it is part of our school, you know, so part of our job to remind it, not only you, but ourselves as well. Well, about these things that are so important.
You know, we're in Aries season, and so things are speeding up so fast in the world. There's this ignition energy. And so this sort of pausing, reflecting, wait, life is bigger than just what's happening in my little bubble. And it goes on and on and on. Like, we don't have to do it perfectly this time. We get to do it the best we can in the moment. But we're not judged for eternity on this one try, you know?
Like, right.
It's progress, right. Not perfection.
We're like, yeah. We're like lawyers and doctors. We're just practicing.
Yeah. It's all a practice.
Okay, right? Not lawyers and doctors. But it's all practice. It's all right? Practice. Like, they call it a practice for a reason.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is all a practice. So on that practice note, let's take a quickie break, because my witchy poo had the most insightful pre-conversation about animals. Oh. That I think we need to like take up a whole segment on. It's fantastic. So we'll be right back, y'all. Hang tight.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Okay, y'all, we are back. With the magical witch of them all. So you got to share the story you shared with me, because it was like it made my day.
It's so exciting, right?
It's so magical. Yes.
So and it's just funny. Share. It's so funny that we've, you know, you had this experience with your fun news feed, and I, you know, ran into this in mine. And even though we hadn't talked about it, like, it just lined up so perfectly, which I love. Love it when that happens. And, you know, and we got to celebrate the little things for sure, right? And so you know, I've been at this game for a while and studied a lot of material from the 20s and 30s and you know, even back further. And it's always fun to run into something that's a little, you know, a little dated. And so there was this video that showed up. And it's not a long clip, it's a short clip, but it's about a woman talking. So I think it was, I'm guessing early 60s is where when it was from, which isn't that old. But anyhow, she was saying...
Interesting time, though, the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, this is interesting. I'm interested to hear more about what she said.
Yeah. And what she was talking about was the animals, right? And how animals have a collective soul. This is why they operate collectively. They operate like, you know, we have wolf packs and schools of fish and flocks of birds and pods
and flocks of seagulls.
Just like the
band with the big hair. That's all I can add. Okay, continue.
Right, exactly like that. Right, and they move like if you in you know pods of. Your schools of dolphins, right? And you know, different gaggles, like a parliament of owls, you know, and how they move in groups and they murmur as one unit, one collective. And that's why we understand that when you have a dog spirit, you're going to come back as a dog, you know, and people are like, you talk about Homer being, you know, coming back.
He was my dad. I swear to God. I mean, I really always believe you, but I'm going to tell you, it's very overpowering that in a past life, Homer, my lab, was my dad. He was so bossy. He was bossy as shit. Bossy. Day in, day out. I mean, seriously, Bran, like every day, every minute, he was telling me what to do.
He was a bossy one, that's for sure.
Oh my God.
And very charming when he did it. And he did it with such authority.
He meant it.
He was serious. And so anyhow, knowing how that you always feel like that, and this doesn't exactly address that, but I knew you'd love this story. What she talked about is this is the natural state of things. This is how these collective souls have chosen to operate. It's efficient for them, and it's just how it works. And that's why we as humans understand that if you're a dolphin, you're going to be reincarnated as a dolphin. Smarter dolphin, right, the next time around, but still a dolphin.
And a dolphin that's a chemist next time around. Just joking.
Well, yeah, nice.
So, thanks. Again, I have these stories, all I can add is like stupid humor. Just keep going.
So, but then she talked about when we choose to domesticate these animals, whether it's a horse that you have, you know, a specific relationship with, or in our case, when we bring dogs, you know, from their packs into our homes, we individuate them. So they have a chance to have a personality develop on their own without a pack. And in the individuation, as they choose to express their spirit without the guidance, support, or limitation or teaching of their pack, they are being put on a possible trajectory of transcendence to another spirit. It would obviously take many lifetimes of this to accomplish something like that. But it was so interesting to me. And after we had the animal communication.
Yeah, when Coriel was with us. Yeah.
She was so fabulous. That was so much fun. After her conversation and so many experiences of specific communication with wild animals as much as domestic animals.
Snake.
And their spirits. I'm not sure I would have gotten on the ground with a snake, but.
I'm not either. Like, I totally admire her for lots of reasons, and that is definitely the top of it.
I mean, come on. She was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, really.
You know, and I have had experiences with both wild animals and domestic animals that I don't know, where they'll just start talking to me like that. And I'm like, hello. What? So, like, they have this, you know, this ability to individuate from the collective. And I just thought that was just so fascinating because we've all had that experience. Like, oh, my God, that dog will just look at you and that's it, you know, or an animal or my.
Or when Coriel was talking about the whale.
Right.
The humpback, right? Like the big giant eye size of a, whatever the size of it was, a VW bug. I mean, that like, but that's like, that's his ascended animal. I mean, like, okay, so, you know, I got to go the Suki route because she's across from me right now. But I'll tell you what's been really interesting with her. Because in a pack, I think there some of the limitations, I believe, are asking for what you need. Like, that's a very human thing. Mm-hmm. Not that the pack can't help when it needs help, but I think they're far more primal with that type of communication and needs. And what I've noticed with this one, that she has learned to communicate and ask for things that are above that kind of need base. Like, she now, and also just for her to ask for what she wants or needs is a miracle from where she came from. Mm-hmm. Remember, this was the dog that was horrified in life. Anxiety, I mean, the highest I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And felt like she probably didn't deserve anything. You know, that's what it kind of felt like.
Yeah.
And now she's like large and in charge. She's asking for what she wants and what she needs. No, for, I mean, but really.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
And to watch that growth, I don't think that growth could have happened in a wild pack of dogs.
Yeah.
Like, there is an ascension for her, and it's not because of me, it's because of her. We're here for it, but I think it's interesting. And
she gets to choose that, right? And she gets, and that's the thing. With the individuation, she gets to choose. She could have stayed in that submissive place, but she could have. And so it's just so interesting to think about that and how you can, you know, it's, obviously, I've never been a mom to a human, so I want to be really clear.
In this lifetime.
But I want to be really clear that it's a different sort of creating space for the safety so that they come out. Because in the pack, there's usually a pecking order or a hierarchical order that stays put until a natural evolution happens, and who was alpha before.
Next in line thing.
Yeah, the next generation or, you know, whatever. But it's a different sort of evolution. And I just found it so interesting and so fascinating. And I just thought our listeners would be really interested in that because we get so many comments on the animal things.
Oh, people love it. Okay, one more Suki story before we go to break. But we could just have Suki episodes and Lulu episodes and you and I'd be happy, but no, everyone would stop listening. The other interesting thing that I've really noticed in her is there's this salon that Suzanne and I go to here, and they do hair and nails, and this group of women, because I think they're all women now that work there, are exquisite human beings. And so the first thing is, I walk in, I take Suki off with Leisha. I'm like, go say hi to your Aunt Cindy, because Cindy Barefoot is our person. And Barefoot is her real name, just for, if anybody's wondering, keeping score. She's, her family is indigenous. And Suki goes and gets Cindy and brings Cindy back. And then I'm getting like my nail, I'm getting like, then the pedicure happens. But here's what Suki does. This is what the best part. She goes around and says hello to everybody. Mm. She says hello to everybody who works there. And she says hello to even their customers. And they're now calling her the salon dog. And they're like, she's so calming for all of us. We love her. And I'm going to tell you, that dog would not have done that. She chose that path.
Yeah.
She chose to be the dog that would bring people, if just a moment of love, just a moment.
So
and
sweet.
That's her.
So sweet. I love that.
Right?
I love that. That's so great.
So she is a reincarnationist herself.
Well, she's an individualist and going to be a transcendent.
She's an individualist. but for real, like, because she didn't come this way. She chose, like, okay, I'm going to like step up my game.
Exactly. That's so beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. We can get a break now. I just had to talk about my dog I love so much.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Okay, we're back. I forgot that I was supposed to say that. I was so excited from my countdown that I forgot to tell everybody that we're back. But we're here. So that means we're back.
Just like that.
Poof.
So when we think about the reincarnation aspect, that's available to us to entertain or dismiss as you like. But the thing is, we've all had that deja vu moment that said, oh, this is familiar. Why is this familiar? I've never been here before. I've never met that person before. I've never done or tasted or smelled this before. Why is this so? I'm so home.
Or I've never been to India before. I talk about that all the time.
Right. And there's just so many times. It's like if I'm standing someplace and I'm facing one direction, it's not a thing. It's not a place. I just am where I am and I'm fine. And all of a sudden I turn to the left. And I remember so much about that place that I've never been there before. Like it can be an instant download. But sometimes it's not like a whole download. And you wonder like, oh, why there used to be a door here, you know? like you can literally see the place you're in its original form and things like that. And it's really fun. And that's dramatic and makes for great stories. And there's other times where you hear someone talking and you understand what they're saying and you're following the conversation, but you actually remember them saying different things the last time you were with them, even though you don't ever remember being with them before. But you know, like it's just like almost a haze or a mist or a whisper in the back of your mind. And when that happens, there's just an invite that to you know, as my elf would say, stop, drop, and roll.
They taught us that in elementary school in Lima, Oklahoma, y'all. Stop, drop, and roll. That's all I got out of it. That and I stopped stuttering, but go ahead.
but to like just make a note of it. And if you can spend just a few minutes reflecting, making a couple notes in your phone, or better yet, rolling old school and writing longhand can be really helpful to bring up some of those memories. What was there for me? What am I ready to remember or reclaim? What is a reflection of the last time I felt like this? Like there's messages that can be trying to come through to awaken or remind you of a lesson, of an experience, of mastery, of blessings, to keep watching for whatever it is. And that can be really exciting. So that's
what I think setting yourself up too, because odds are y'all, we're all going to be back. Some might say this is good news. Some might take it as bad news.
Yeah.
Either way, it's news. And and think about also how you operate in your life with maybe this could be somebody you see next time around too.
Oh, that's like huge.
Right? It's kind of taking it to another level. Like I have to say, Tracy is the woman who I call her our landlady. And she's our neighbor, and she is most importantly our friend. And the other day, because I've been traveling for my work, and I see her in our shared parking area, and she comes running to me that she like she hasn't seen me in 100 years,
right?
And like, oh my God, and big hug.
Yeah.
And at that moment, and this is why I love like these conversations, just to keep us reminded, because I try to live in this space as much as I can. And at that moment, I remember thinking, oh, I'll see you next time.
Yeah. Yep.
It's because so- that relationship has formed to a level that it can transcend into another lifetime.
That's exactly
and that's
right.
Fun too.
It's so
right?
fun. It's so fun. And actually, in a related sort of way, I had a conversation with a coaching client today who's in a very tough, agitated organization. And she's just so frustrated, and she was, you know, just really frustrated by the organization, by what was being said, by being talked over, all the things. And she said, I got up and walked out. And I realized that's a step too far. And someone said, hey, that's a step too far. She goes, I know it's a step too far. I know it's a step too far when I'm doing it, but I was just so mad. And I said, you know, next time just say, I'm really frustrated. And out of respect for myself and everybody in this room, I'm going to leave before I say something I regret, you know, because you're going to run into those people again.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
you exactly. Are. And you know what? Here's the thing. My fate is that the Hewlett-Packard procurement people from the early 2000s, I will see in another life, because I did walk out on them in a negotiation in Roseville or whatever the hell it was, California. And I walked out.
Yeah. And look, sometimes it's the right
and
thing
I shouldn't,
to do. Well, sometimes
it's
the right
it
thing.
It worked.
To, yeah. It's going to get their attention.
It,
right?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't meant to be a ploy. I just, yeah. I really was afraid I was going to say something right. or do something that could have potentially landed
but
me in jail.
That little caveat, that little caveat that says, hey, out of respect, this isn't, I'm not doing a power play. I'm not trying to explode on you. I'm actually trying to do the opposite. So I'm going to leave
right.
now and take a little break and put myself in a timeout.
Yep.
And if we can do that, if we allow ourselves the grace to do that in a situation, create the context that says it's not you, it's me, and I'm responsible for me, and I'm walking myself out of here before I do something.
And you're not stuck with it later.
Yeah.
You're karmically better. You're right. Right?
But it's you've like, been clear as opposed to, yes. Oh my God, we're in so much trouble, or she's so mad. And it's like,
right.
When you're clear about it, like just keep your side of the street clean. Now, once yeah. you leave, they can talk trash about you, and that's on them.
Yeah. Totally, yeah, and that's fine. And I encourage yeah. them to do it behind my back.
Yeah.
So I totally support that. But I think it's that funny thing about when you look at being a reincarnationist, which I am now.
Yeah.
I've claimed it. I'm a ghost photographer and a reincarnationist.
Yes, it's so good.
And dog mom. And but when you look at it, there's again, it's I think the key for everybody is to look at the both sides of the coin, right? One side is the past and one side is the future. And how do you, who are you and how, and like, who are you from where you came from and where you are today? And who is it and who do you want to bring with you in the future?
Yep.
And, you know, and that is part of that future part is key to keeping your side of the street clean. You taught me that. Yeah. I use it a ton.
Yeah, it's so helpful.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's and it's so visual. And it also reminds me of when I first saw Tracy Chapman and when we lived in San Francisco. Hear me out. And and I used to see her all the time. We didn't live very far from her. And I would see her on trash days taking her trash out. And I think one time I made some comment about keeping your side of the street clean kind of thing. So it was just a funny thing.
Yeah.
It was a literal thing. And I just thought she was awesome back in the 90s.
She is.
And she still is today.
Yeah.
But it was because she had garbage. And I'm like, oh, you keep your side of the street clean. And so it was just kind of a fun thing to think about that. And even if you just think about it on trash day, I'm taking out the trash. I'm going to keep my side of the spiritual street clean. Whatever it takes.
Yeah. And because everything, you're going to answer for everything, right? You're going to answer for everything.
Yeah, we are.
You know, all of it someday, and not in a punishment kind of way, but in a growth lesson kind of way. Like,
there's a few I'd like to have a little punishment for, but that's okay. I got to sort that out. But that's not on me. I cannot rewrite the rules. I'm just going to let it be.
That's not your side of the street, right?
It's not my side of the street. You're exactly right.
Stay in
Keep
your
yours
lane.
Clean and stay off of the other streets.
That's exactly right. So I hope gave you something to think about, something to giggle about, and something to just keep in mind as we navigate these supercharged times, how to stay centered, how to stay focused on your side of the street, and how to celebrate and cultivate those relationships, those deep connections you want to come back to over and over, and just create more love on the planet. So.
And join our reincarnationist movement, because that's what I'm calling it now. And I'm also going to call out, because I know he listens so much, but my high school boyfriend, John, and his husband, Joey, always listen. And so, John, for the record, you're in my next life, too. So I'm just like putting it out there.
I love him.
He's awesome.
I love it. So thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, our school is hard.
Without the other side.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.